ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 13 द बिहेवियर ऑफ ए परफेक्ट पर्सन टेक्स्ट 37 बुझे 37 अनीह परितुष्टात्मा ये श्लोक में कुछ वर्ष अच्छा चैप्टर 14 कीपिंग द मार्क हियर ओके टेक्स्ट चैप्टर 14 आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ टेक्स्ट 37 पुराणी अनेन शिष्टानि नी तिर्यक ऋषि देवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो हि असौ पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्य ऋषिदेवतः सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो हि असौ। वर्ड मीनिंग पुराणी रेसिडेंशियल प्लेसेस और बॉडीज अनेन बाय हिम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सिस्टानी एमंग दोज क्रिएशंस नी मैन तिर्यक अदर देन ह्यूमन बींग्स एनिमल्स बार्स एटसेट्रा ऋषि सेंटली पर्सन्स देवता एंड डेमीगॉड्स सेते लाइज डाउन जीवेन विद द लिविंग एंटिटीज रूपेण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ परमात्मा पुरेषु within these residential places or bodies. Purushaha, the Supreme Lord, He indeed, Asau, He, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus He is known as the Purushavatara. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living beings as Paramatma. Thus He is known as the Purushavatara. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hiddeshe arjuna tishthati bhramayen sarva bhutani jantrarudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and He is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity who is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always within Him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body which is like a machine, just to keep him alive in that body. The Lord remains with him as the Purusha or Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Sangita 5.35. Ekopi asau rachaitam jagadanda kotim yas shakti rasti jagadanda chayajadantah andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of His plenary persons, and thus manifests His infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord, Purusha, remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnamhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पुराणी अनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्य गृषिदेवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो हि असौ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हैज क्रिएटेड मेनी रेसिडेंशियल प्लेसेस लाइक द बॉडीज ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग्स एनिमल्स बार्स सेंट्स एंड डेमिगर्स इन ऑल ऑफ दीज इनुमरेबल बॉडीली फॉर्म्स द लॉर्ड रिजाइड्स विद द लिविंग बींग्स एज परमात्मा दस ही इज नोन एज द पुरुषावतार टेक्स्ट 35 किंग युधिष्ठिर वॉज एड्रेस्ड बाय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग टू युधिष्ठिर महाराज ओ किंग युधिष्ठिर द डेमिगॉड्स मेनी ग्रेट सेजेस एंड सेंट्स इंक्लूडिंग इवन द फोर सन्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड आई माइसेल्फ वी आर प्रेजेंट at a Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be the first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the supreme person. So why Krishna was selected as the first person to be worshipped in Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthir? The reason is described in the text 36 and 37 and other verses following. So 36 verse is explained why Lord Sri Krishna is worshipped. Why is everyone telling, you know, there everyone was present there, even all the demigods were there, four Kumaras were there, even Narada Muni was there, Lord Shiva was there, but still everyone told except Shishupal, except all others, everyone. They agreed that Krishna, the supreme person, must worship first. What is the reason? The Narada Muni himself is explained in 36 previous verse. Because Lord Sri Krishna is cause of all gajas. The entire universe, which is full of living entities, is like a tree. Entire universe is compared as a tree, whose root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, or Krishna. Therefore, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. The verse is famous in Bhagavatam. Jatha toror mula nisechanena trupyantita skandha bhujo posakha prano poharena jatha indriyanam tathaiva sarvahanam achyutejya. If you want to see a tree with green leaves and flowers and fruits, so here you have to pour water, to supply water at the root. If you want to see your body very healthy, then you have to supply food where?
Stomach.
You cannot put food in your head, in your ear, nose, so different part of body. You have to put one place. You have to put in mouth and you go ultimately to the stomach. So that's why the previous verse is compared as the complete the whole creation as a tree. The root of the tree is Lord Sri Krishna. That's why if you please Krishna, then everyone will automatically please, because by just like pouring water in the root of a tree, the tree get nourished very nicely. Similarly, you no need to worship so many demigods, just to worship one person. Who? Sarvadharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. Just take shelter at my lotus feet. That is Krishna declared. Ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So, because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so everyone has to worship him. Because vadanti tattvavitattvam jad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdyate. Three features of the Supreme Lord. Brahman, Paramatma and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday verse is give the reason why Krishna should be worshipped at first. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvakarana karana. He is the cause of all causes. Then today verse is describing that he is Paramatma feature. He is getting worshipped because he is residing as Paramatma in everyone's heart. Sridhar Swami is writing his commentary to this verse. Nitirjyagadi rupani purani sarirani tesu antaryami rupena pratyekaṃsena chayat sete atah purusaiti prasiddha. He's telling that because all these living entities, just like this verse is just telling, jiva, receiver, anena sistani, like Nri, Tirjya, Rishi, Devata, they are all created by the Lord. Not only created, Lord also residing in hearts of all these living entities. Nri, Tirjya, Gyadi, Rupani, Purani, Sarirani, in everyone's body, within the body of all the living entities. Who is residing? Antaryami Rupena, who? Same Krishna, but he expands expanded himself to include three purushottam. So a three purusha avatars like Karanada Gosai, Garbhada Gosai and Kshirada Gosai Vishnu. Who is Vishnu is acting as Paramatma? Who is resigning as Paramatma in everyone's heart? Kshirada Gosai Vishnu. Garbhada Gosai Vishnu is the Brahma is the secondary creator, by who is created, how is Brahma was created from the from Garbhadakasai Vishnu's naval, there is a lotus, lotus come out, then from that lotus Brahma was created. And Karanadakasai Vishnu is Mahavishnu. What he is creating? All the universes just manifesting from his air holes. Just once he inhale, then all of this universe they come out. And when he exhale, take everything come. Exhale then come out. Inhale, go inside everything. So such a purusha. These are three of them are called and also purusha. Though Krishna is the Adi Purusha, Govindam Adi Purusham, he is the Adi Purusha. He is the original Vishnu. We are paying obeisance in Tulsi Maharani. Vrindaya Tulasi Devaya, Riyai Kesavasya, Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavate. Who is that Vishnu? Krishna. Krishna is the Adi Vishnu. He is Sarva Karana Karanam. Otherwise you pay obeisance and meditate on 400 Vishnu, then go to Vaikuntha. No, we are chanting Vishnu Bhakti means Krishna, he is Krishna. Krishna is Adi Vishnu, he is Purusha, he is Adi Purusha. Then other Vishnu is also known as Purusha, like Karanadakasai Vishnu, Garbhadakasai Vishnu and Khirudakasai Vishnu. So here a description is given about Khirudakasai Vishnu. He is residing in everyone's heart as Paramatma. That's why Siddhartha Swami is telling, Antarjami Rupena Pratyek Angsena. He is staying in the heart of all the living entities as Antarjami. He knows everything. Sakhi Rupena. In the Samana Vrukhya, in this body, the two Purusha and two of them is residing. Who? Jivatma and Paramatma. Living entity and super soul. They both residing. One is acting, doing karma, and he is also enjoying the fruits of that karma. He is enjoying or suffering according to the karma. But another Purusha is residing there as a witness, as Antarjami. He is, Krishna is telling, Name karmani limpyanti, name karma phale spruha. He has no interest in he is not doing any karma, neither enjoying. He is just Sakhi Rupena. He is just in witness. He is sitting there. So, Pratyekamsena, Yadha said, Purusha iti prasiddha. He is also known as Purusha. He is Antarjani. He is residing in everyone's heart. And 84 lakh species. All living entities. That's why Prabhupada is also quoted in this verse, in purport, Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Ekopi aso rasayanti jagadanda kotim yaschakhyu rasi jagat anda chaya jadantaha andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. The living entity being part and parcel of the Lord is known as Jiva. And the Lord is known as what? He is a Purusha. He is super soul. So his Purusha remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Without his sanction, nothing can happen. He is to say ultimate person who sanction our desire. We may have desires, so many desires. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Tava Ichha Mate Jivera Janama Marana Samruddhi Nipata Dukha Sukha Sanghatana Miche Mayavadha Jiva Asa Pase Phire Tava Ichha Avina Kichu Karite Napare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling in Saranagati, in his prayer, he is telling, Tava Ichha Mate Jivera Janama Marana. He is living entities. Taking birth and dying, whatever is active, all our activities, who is behind, is all because you have sanctioned all these things. By your supreme will, the living entities are moving from one body to another body. Though he is acting according to his karma, but still your sanction is there. Karmena daiva netrena jantu deha papadyaye. You have to do karma, and finally, according to karma, who is giving the final decision? Daiva. Daiva chaivatra panchamam. So that's why, so Krishna is, or in his Paramatma feature, he is residing in every living entity's heart. Without his sanction, no one can do anything. Living entities may have made so many plans, so many things, so many plans, so many endeavors. But ultimately, how can it become practical unless it is sanctioned by Krishna? It cannot be practical. Miche maya baddha jiva, a conditioned soul, falsely is planning so many things, thinking so many things. Asa pase phire, so many desires, just moving. Planning, so many things you are thinking. But unless it is sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, by Paramatma, or by Sri Krishna, it is not possible to happen practically. Tabo ichha bina kichu karite na pare, cannot do anything without your sanction. So, that's why this verse is explaining the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord. Why Supreme Krishna is this? Everyone decided in Maharaj Yudhishthira's Rashtriya Jagya that Krishna must be first worshipped. The reason, one of the reasons is that he is in everyone's heart. He is in the heart of Prahlad, he is also in the heart of Hiranyakashipu also. Everyone's heart. Hiranyakashipu was just after the death of his brother, who? Hiranyakya. Varahadev killed Hiranyakya. Then Hiranyakashipu became very angry. He declared, "This Vishnu is our family enemy. He killed my brother." Then he took his club and he showed, he just searching, "Where is that Vishnu? I want to kill that Vishnu because he killed my brother." This is the mentality of a materialistic person. So he's just running everywhere, seeing Hiranyakashipu, all the demigods there, just hiding themselves here, there. Hiranyakashipu going everywhere with his club, searching, "Where is that Vishnu?" But that Vishnu is sitting in his own heart. Vishnu is sitting in the heart of Hiranyakashipu, but Hiranyakashipu is searching, "Where is Vishnu?" He went up to even Kshirasagar. The milk ocean, and see there, Krishna, the Lord Vishnu's bed or his singhasana is empty. Because no one can see Lord unless you want, he sanctioned that you can see him. So he saw the throne is empty. Then he declared, "The Vishnu is just committed suicide. Because of my fear, because of fearing me, he didn't want to face me, so he now may be committed suicide in this mission ocean of milk." Then declared, "God is dead. Now I am God." Who? Hiranyakashipu. But they cannot, the foolish people, they cannot understand that Krishna is everyone's heart. He is sitting in Hiranyakashipu's heart also. But Hiranyakashipu is searching, "Where is there Vishnu?" Finally, when his own son told, "Oh, Vishnu is everywhere. He is everywhere. My Lord is everywhere. Vishnu, the word Vishnu means all pervading. He is everywhere. His existence is everywhere." So he told, "Who is that Vishnu? I want to see him." Who told? Hiranyakashipu. "I want to see him. If he is everywhere, why not in this pillar?" One hand is sword and another hand just. What he did? He punched the pillar. Then what happened? He heard a very furious sound. He never heard before. Just prove the word of Prahlad, who came out. Prahlad told, "Yes, my Lord is everywhere." came out. Prove then. Satyang vidhatum nijabhrutya bhasitam. To prove it, the truth. Truth of whatever Prahlad said, this is truth. This is true. Lord appeared from the pillar. As Nrisingha. Bahe Nrisingha, Hidaye Nrisingha. He is also outside, he is also inside. But the foolish people, those are materialistic people, they cannot understand this thing. He is everywhere, within everyone's heart. Whether he is an atheist or a devotee, he is everyone's heart. That's why Vrindavangas Thakur used to say in Vrindavan in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Kehu mane, kehu namane, sabhitara das. Whether someone is accepting this truth or someone is not accepting this truth, it does not matter. Kehu mane, kehu namane, sabhitara das, where all the living entities' position is the eternal servant of Krishna. Whether he is accepting the truth or not accepting the truth. Sabhitara das. The person who believes in this and he become a devotee of Krishna, he serve Krishna, then he become glorious. A person who is not accepting this truth, then he has to suffer. Jehu mane apan, jehu na mane apana gune sehi jaye nas. Because his own bad qualities, he get destroyed. Krishna appeared before that materialistic people says death, finally. So, that's why Krishna is residing everywhere, outside, inside. Everyone's heart is Paramatma. That's why Prabhupada quote another verse in the beginning, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe Arjuna tishtati. O Arjuna, Ishvara, he is residing in everyone's heart as Ishvara, as Paramatma. Brahmayan sarva bhutani jantra rudani maya. He is the supreme driver, he is sitting. If he wants something to, then you cannot oppose it. Just like in a vehicle, it is elastic, a jantra, elastic machine. Just like in bus or any vehicle, someone is driving, the driver is just moving the steering, then I have to go in that direction. Similarly, the supreme Lord is everyone's heart. Though he is Paramatma, in everyone's, but for devotees, those who are worshipping him, meditating on particular form of the Lord, he also appeared accordingly. Ja jathamang prapadyante tan tathaiva bhajamyaham. When Lord Ramchandra, after killing Ravana, then he come back to Ayodhya. Then one day Sita was feels herself as indebted to Hanuman. He did so much job for uniting Ram and Sita. So Sita Maharaj told, I want to give some prize to whom? To Hanuman. So one day Sita Ram was sitting on throne, Hanuman was sitting down, then Sita, taking permission from Ramchandra, Sita took his very costly necklace, hand over to Hanuman. Hanuman started cutting it in his retreat, making a small piece. Sita told, what are you doing this? You are really monkey. Really monkey. Cannot give up his nature. What are you doing? I gave such a precious the jewel necklace, but what he is doing? Making a small piece. Hey, Sita, stop! What are you doing? I am seeing whether Sitaram is there. Every particle I am seeing is there, Sitaram. I have no other. I want to see everywhere what? Sitaram. I don't want to see anything. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hai tar ishta deva spurti. Yes, pure devotee sees everywhere his ishta. He is worshipable Lord. He told, everywhere you see Ram, if he within, yes, just tear his heart. Yes, सीताराम एवरीवेयर इफ ए डिवोटी मे बी परमात्मा इज लिविंग एवरी वन हार्ट एज परमात्मा फीचर है अंगुष्ठ प्रमाण पुरुष है हैविंग फॉर कैरिंग दिस डिस्क क्लब लोटस एंड कंच परीक्षित महाराज ऑल्सो शो विद इन द ओम ऑफ उत्तरा बट इफ ए डिवोटी ही मेडिटेट इन हिम इन पर्टिकुलर फॉर्म साधव हृदय मह्यं साधुना हृदय तो अहम मत अन्यत न जानती नाहं तेभ्य मनागपी है माय डिवोटी ऑलवेज मेडिटेट ऑन मी ही इज नॉट नथिंग एल्स ही ऑलवेज मेडिटेट ऑन मी एंड आई एम ऑल्सो मेडिटिंग माई डिवोटी ऑलवेज विदिन मी माई डिवोटी इज रिजाइडिंग एंड विद इन द हार्ट ऑफ माई डिवोटी हु इज रिजाइडिंग आई एम रिजाइडिंग देयर तुम्हार हृदय सिना गोविंद विश्राम गोविंद कहे न मर वैष्णव पराण डिवोटी इज हार्ट हु इज स्टेइंग देयर नॉर्थम दस ठाकुर गोविंद हु इज स्टेइंग विद इन डिवोटी हार्ट गोविंद तुम्हार हृदय सिना गोविंद विश्राम गोविंद इज देयर डिवोटी इज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन दैट पर्टिकुलर फॉर्म इज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन गोविंद फॉर्म इन नॉट मेडिटेटिंग ऑन विष्णु फॉर्म मेडिटेटिंग गोविंद सो गोविंद पर्सनली टेकिंग केयर ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज योगक्षेम वहाम्यहम अनन्य चिंतन तमांग जजना पिपासते सो अकॉर्डिंगली आवर थॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर मेडिटेशन वी ऑल्सो सी द लॉर्ड इन दैट वे हनुमान मेडिटेट सीताराम देन ही सॉ सीताराम ध्रुव मेडिटेट ऑन विष्णु देन ही सॉ लॉर्ड विष्णु सो डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्ण दे मेडिटेट ऑन हुम कृष्ण सो गोविंद इज इन देयर हार्ट दे ऑलवेज एवरीवेयर सी हुम कृष्ण दे डोंट सी अदर फीचर ऑफ द लॉर्ड बट एनी हाउ सो सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ ही रिजाइडिंग बट इट जनरल केस इन एवरीवेयर ही रिजाइडिंग एस परमात्मा अंडांतरस्थ परमाणु चयांतरस्थम अणुरणियान मोहत महियान ही मे बी स्मॉलेस्ट देन दिस इवन द लिविंग एंटिटी इज एक्सप्लेन दट इज व्हाट इज द साइज ऑफ ए लिविंग एंटिटी 10,000 पार्ट ऑफ टिप ऑफ हेयर बट द परमात्मा इज स्टिल विद इन ही कैन बिकम अनूर अनियान इवन द स्मॉलेस्ट ऑफ द स्मॉल थिंग्स एंड ही कैन ऑल्सो बिगर देन द बिगेस्ट थिंग ही इज विराट रूप ही कैन यू कैन सी विराट रूप ऑल परमिटिंग एवरीवेयर फर्स्ट ही अपीयर्ड एज बामन स्मॉल ड्वार्फ इन फ्रंट ऑफ बली महाराज देन हुई देन ही आस्क्ड थ्री स्टेप ऑफ लैंड देन बली महाराज लाफिंग व्हाट इज यू थ्री स्टेप यू आर सच ए ड्वार्फ स्मॉल बॉय व्हाट विल डू विद दिस थ्री स्टेप ही टोल्ड आई डोंट वांट टू बी ग्रीडी आई एम ब्रह्मचारी आई एम सैटिस्फाइड विथ दिस लिटिल थिंग्स आई जस्ट देन ही एक्सपांड हिमसेल्फ ही सॉ जस्ट 1 feet कवर ऑल द यूनिवर्स दिस अर्थ प्लैनेट देन हेवनली प्लैनेट इन सेकंड फीट टोल्ड वेयर टू कीप थर्ड फीट सो दैट्स इज कृष्ण सो दैट्स वाई हियर इज वन रीजन इज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन दिस वर्स व्हाई कृष्ण मस्ट बी वर्शिप्ड फास्ट नो अदर इवन इज गणेश इज सिटिंग देयर और एवरी वन द कर्मकांड द मेटेरियलिस्ट पर्सन हुम दे वर्शिप फास्ट गणेश बट टू हुम वी आर वर्शिपिंग नृसिंहदेव इज नन अदर देन कृष्ण एक्सपांशन ऑफ कृष्ण विष्णु इन ए दिस पुरुषोत्तम मंथ जगन्नाथपुरी जगन्नाथपुरी इज नोन एज पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र बट वृंदावन जगन्नाथपुरी एंड मायापुर नवदीप धाम इज नॉट डिफरेंट दे आर नॉन डिफरेंट सो जगन्नाथ अष्टकम द फास्ट भार्स इज टेलिंग एवरी डे वी आर रीडिंग देयर जगन्नाथ अष्टकम कदाचित कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत करबो मुदा भिरी नारी बदन कमला स्वाद मधुप रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा मरपति गणेशार्चित पद जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। दैट लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ हुई नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्णा बिकॉज कदाचित कालिंदी तट सब सम ही इज वन ऑफ हिज पास टाइम्स ही वॉज हाइडिंग काउज इन बैंक ऑफ जमुना एंड ही ऑल्सो डांसिंग विद गोपीज कालिंदी तट विपिन विपिन मीन्स फॉरेस्ट संगीत करो बाय प्लेइंग फ्लूट ही मेक वेरी नाइस म्यूजिकल साउंड संगीत करो मुदाभिरी नारी द गोपीज बाय प्लेइंग फ्लूट ही अट्रैक्टेड द गोपीज गोपीनाथ सी अस्तु नो ही इज देन ही स्टार्टेड डांसिंग विद देम द सेम कृष्णा ही इज ऑल्सो जगन्नाथ ही सिटिंग इन जगन्नाथपुरी ही इज टेलिंग द सेम जगन्नाथ ही सिटिंग हियर मुदाभिरी नारी बदन कमला स्वाद मधुप इज एंजॉइंग विद गोपीज द सेम सेम पर्सन इज जगन्नाथ ही इज वर्शिप्ड बाय होम रमा रमा मीन्स लक्ष्मी रमा शंभु हुई शंभु लॉर्ड शिव रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा अमरपति हु इंद्र रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा अमरपति गणेशार्चितो इवन इज ऑल्सो वर्शिप्ड बाय गणेश The materialist people think, no, first Ganesh, no. Jagannathpuri Ganesh is sitting in a back of Jagannath, not in front. Not in equal platform, asama urdo. No one is in equal platform of Krishna, no one is higher. He is a fast worshipable deity. But due to ignorance, kama sthaisthai hruta jnana prapadyante anya anya devata, Krishna is telling, because of the so many material desires, not. That's why they worship different demigods. They think if I worship Lakshmi, then I get Lakshmi. I become very opulent, rich. I become the richest person. So he make Lakshmi Jantra and worship. He's some the businessman thought I worship Ganesh, then I know all obstacles in my path of my business will go. Even the people, the young men or women, they think if you worship whom? Shiva Parvati, then we'll get nice match. As good husband or good wife, they're like. Even you are the people worship Saraswati, thinking I become very scholarly. Scholarly person. Big scholar. Digvijay Pandit, like Keshav Kashmiri. This is in Karma Kanda, different demigods give. If you become free from all disease, what you have to do? You have to worship Surya. He can make you free from all disease. But the people that could not understand the ultimate sanction is given by whom? Krishna. He is residing even as a Paramatma, even within the heart of the sun god, fire god, any demigods. Whether he is an animal, he is a bird, he is a human being, or any demigods or sages in everyone's heart, he is staying as Paramatma. That's why he is Narada Muni giving an argument why Krishna must be worshipped first. Previous verse is told because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes. This verse is telling because he is also Paramatma. As a Paramatma, he is everywhere. You can see me if you have devotion, you can see me everywhere. A Kanishtha Vaishnava, it is explained, he can see only Krishna where? In only deities. He thinks this deity is his Krishna, he is only Krishna. I cannot see the Paramatma residing in everyone's heart. That's why he did not preach. He worship only the deity. And whatever the Mahaprasad he offered, and think all the Mahaprasad belongs to me. I worship deity. Deity is the Supreme Person. This is Supreme Person of Godhead. No doubt. We also believe, but they cannot see the Paramatma picture. That Paramatma is also residing in everyone's heart. So that's why a Kanishtha Bhakta cannot behave properly if he cannot see the super soul in everyone's heart. So that's why he cannot be a preacher. A preacher must see the super soul, everyone's heart. At least second plan in medium platform, a devotee sees, he worship Krishna, he is also become friendly to all the devotees. He just neglect the whom those were envious, but he preached to the innocents. So that's why it is important to know that how Krishna is expanded himself in his Paramatma picture, everyone's heart. He is also in Brahma's heart, and he is also in the ant's heart. Everywhere is how he spread. In this way we can become very humble, meek and humble, because we see Krishna everywhere, so we understand our position. Jivera Surupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. We are eternal servant of Krishna. No question of becoming what? Master. Jivera Surupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Eternal servant of Krishna. Even the Nrisingha Guru, who? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If someone goes and his own disciples, they pay obeisances to him, what he said? Dasosmi. I am your servant. This is the seva. It's given by Krishna to me to guide you in spiritual life. But this is also a service. I am just serving you. Everyone must have that mentality. I am a what? Servant. Don't think everyone telling me Prabhu, so I am a Prabhu. But we have also to address others as Prabhu. That everyone telling you Prabhu, so you think, oh, I am Prabhu, yes. When Dilli, one devotee is there, he is always giving blessings to everyone. He become very happy if someone touch his feet. So, Dilli devotee may be no. One Russian devotee is there, he always. So, but our position is to become a servant. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu 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 Das. 10,000 times reduced. One lecture Prabhupada is telling you. Think yourself how we are so insignificant. So that's why here in Arjuna is giving an argument. Why Krishna is fast worshipable Lord? Because he is as Paramatma, in his Paramatma feature, he is residing in everyone's heart. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastha. So time is over. So I stop here. Any question or comment? Yes.
My question is, as you said, Krishna is the cause of all causes.
Krishna is?
Is the cause of all causes. He gives a permission.
What are you telling other thing?
Sorry?
You believe that Krishna is all causes of all? Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, you know, sometimes we do some activity which we know that it's not right, but something causes us to do that activity. And then afterwards we realize, you know, we should not have done this. So there are two questions from the Vijayavar Dalasis. Has Krishna sanctioned that activity first? And if he has sanctioned, how do you overcome that situation?
There was one nice garden, one Mali was there, he was taking care of this garden. But one cow was coming every day, even in the summer season, just eating grass and just some trees, just so he's just making out the cow outside, out of the garden every day. One day he saw the cow came and he dressed so many things, and it was summertime, he became very angry. He took one big what stick, started beating the cow, then the cow was killed in the spot. So immediately he was arrested by the Jamadutas. It was his time, death came. He brought in front of Jamaraj. He told, what is I am wrong? I am not killed. I am Atma. I have not killed this cow. This hand is killing the cow. So hand is, everyone is, this every demigod is in, also the every part of our body, all senses have a who? A demigod is in charge of that. So I come this. Told if this hand killed, I am not killer. Because I am soul. So because this hand is acting according to direction of in who is the demigod of the hand? Indra. So Indra is so this is a different question this man is putting, eh? So they ask Indra, then Indra told, all the senses acting according to whom? By mind. Mind is the master of all senses. So he is the demigod for in charge of mind, moon god. They called moon god. Why is this called moon god? I am not acting independent intelligence. Brahma is the presiding deity for intelligence. He should be. Then Brahma, he told, ultimate intelligence should not act freely. Who is the ultimate controller? Krishna. They finally they go to the super soul, Kiradaksai Vishnu. He told, this man is killed the cow. Now he is telling that I am not a killer. He is ultimately killer. Is and now everyone is telling blaming you. Krishna told, okay. This man is sitting there. Then you go. So Krishna came. He did as a Brahmin. He appeared there. A royal Brahmin dress, then he told, I am Raj Pandit. Who is make this garden so nice? Now the king is going to give a very big prize to this man who has made this nice garden. I did not know who is the owner of this garden, who made this. I can recommend his name to the king so he will get a big prize. Then the gardener come out. Yes, yes, I am. I am, I am, I made this garden nice. So who killed this cow? Arrest him immediately. So in this condition state, the condition souls, they think that what is good thing, that is my that is my doing, and what is wrong, that is Krishna doing. No, Krishna gave little independence to all living entities, and we have to misuse, because we are misusing that independence. We have to suffer or enjoy according to our karma. That's why Krishna told, name karmani lipmyanti, name karma phale spruha. The living entity is doing karma and he has to suffer. He is the doer. If he is thinking in other way, prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma karta hang mani miti mani is also another verse. If he is all the cases is in equipost, then he is. But we think something good that is I did, and something bad that is this is wrong. Okay? Yes.
You were speaking that Lord is in the hand and Lord is putting the heart of everyone in this small hand also.
Yes.
So many times we see so many hands come on the street or something.
Yes.
And they give disturbance. So we try to remove the ants or something.
That's why Prabhupada told, even you kill an ant, you will get reaction. Prabhupada told, even if you kill an ant, you will get the reaction. Every action is a reaction. A saintly person never kill an ant. That's why Jadabharata was walking, he was just looking. My feet may not be on an ant. Murghari, when he was such a man, he was making half killed the animals, then he was enjoying. But when he became a devotee, seeing Narada Muni, his spiritual master coming, he want to pay obeisance, but seeing so many ants, he just want to clear the place, pay obeisance. That is a devotee. Devotee should not. Even one time Prabhupada was here in Prabhupada house. He was going to sleep because Prabhupada never used these chemicals. This all out, all these things. He used only what? Mosquito net. We have no right to give pain to other living entities. If you put an all out, the gases, the coming from that, they're giving so much pain to other living entities, to the mosquitoes. Even now you are getting the reaction, because now the doctors, scientists are telling also, this is also one cause of your cancer. When you are smelling this in, you are sleeping and smelling also this in. This is just this, if you one night you sleep with this all out, all night, whatever this smell you just inhaling inside, that is like thousand cigarettes, just smoking, then they get the same result. So Prabhupada never used these things. He just used his mosquito net. One day, the servant just put the mosquito net. Then inside, there is a, what is it called? Grassworm or grasshopper. Just a small insect that jumped like this. Somehow there is inside the mosquito net. The servant became very angry. He was thinking, just kill this man with this. How he came inside Prabhupada's mosquito net? Prabhupada immediately stopped him. Prabhupada went inside and he was very compassionately seeing this grasshopper. He took it in his own hand and he came inside, just out of the mosquito net, he came out after the guest house gate, he put on the, the wall, making it safe, he's there. Then he looked, then he returned back and go to sleep. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is paradukhe dukhi, not only just the living entity, these human bodies, all the living entities in all species. Vaishnava is always compassion, this is called compassion. Vasudeva Datta, he told. 84 lakh species, the living entities, whoever may be. Please give me the sinful reactions of all these living entities. I am ready to suffer for them. For time immemorial. But please make them free from the cycle of birth and death. This is the Vaishnava. Prabhupada told, Jesus Christ, he may be prayed for the human beings, but Vasudeva Datta, he prayed for entire living entity. So Vaishnava means he never harm anyone. He is always compassionate. This is called Karunika. Vaishnava is sahan tolerant, then is compassion. Para dukhe, dukhi. Okay, time is over. I am stopping here. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai. Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. Hare Krishna.